Abby Abernathy arrives at Eastern University with a carefully constructed persona, pearl earrings, pink cashmere cardigans, and an air of wholesome innocence that conceals her shadowy past. When her vivacious best friend, America, drags her to an underground fight club, Abby's meticulously crafted world collides with Travis, Mad Dog Maddox, tattooed, muscled, and moving with lethal grace in the makeshift ring. Their first interaction crackles with tension as Travis dabs blood from her face with unexpected gentleness, christening her Pigeon, a nickname both mocking and oddly tender. What begins as Travis's pursuit of another conquest evolves into something neither expected. During late-night study sessions, he reveals intelligence and attentiveness, creating clever mnemonics for her biology test, PMAT, pretty metaphase, anaphase, telophase. Yet beneath this seemingly innocent friendship simmers an undeniable attraction that manifests in subtle touches and lingering glances. The electricity between them is palpable when they dance at the Red Door Club, his hands on her hips, the bass matching their racing heartbeats. Their relationship takes a dramatic turn with a high-stakes bet. If Travis's opponent lands a single punch in his next fight, he'll abstain from sex for a month. If not, Abby must stay at his apartment for 30 days. Travis wins with characteristic dominance, and Abby finds herself living with him, a forced proximity that intensifies their connection while exposing their deepest insecurities. Behind their fierce attraction lies a profound recognition, two souls shaped by circumstances they're both trying to outrun. Travis lost his mother at age 3 and was raised in an alcoholic household with 4 older brothers, teaching him to guard his heart behind walls of casual hookups and fierce independence. Abby's secret is more complex. As the daughter of notorious gambler Mick Abernathy, her childhood was spent in casino backrooms, learning to read tells before basic math. This surfaces during a poker game at the Maddox home, where her expert play reveals her identity as Lucky 13, a nickname from her father's claim that his luck transferred to her on her 13th birthday. Their shared trauma creates an intense understanding between them, while amplifying their self-destructive tendencies. When Travis overhears America telling Shepley he's toxic for Abby, he responds catastrophically by bringing home 2 women, deliberately ensuring Abby hears everything, a cruel act stemming from his bone-deep conviction that he's unworthy of genuine love. Travis grows jealous when Abby dates Parker Hayes, a pre-med student with a perfect GPA and Porsche. Parker represents stability and social acceptance, while Travis embodies passion and unpredictability. One offers expensive restaurants with careful planning, the other spontaneous midnight pizza and motorcycle rides. This love triangle forces Abby to decide which version of herself to become, the carefully constructed good girl or the risk taker who feels most alive in chaos. This question haunts her as her feelings for Travis intensify. Their relationship reaches breaking point during a trip to Las Vegas to help with her father's gambling debt. When loan shark Benny offers Travis a fighting contract worth enough to solve their financial troubles, Abby sees history repeating itself. "I had dragged Travis to the core of everything I hated," she realizes. "If he wouldn't let me save him, I had to save myself." She leaves with brutal finality, each packed item weighing on her as she slips away without goodbye. The separation affects them both profoundly. Travis spirals into depression, unshaven, wearing the same clothes for days. When he corners Abby outside the campus cafeteria, he falls to his knees before passing students, displaying her name freshly tattooed on his wrist. Despite her heart's protests, Abby maintains her resolve, knowing his grand gesture doesn't address their fundamental issues. Their distance crumbles when Travis asks Abby to attend Thanksgiving with his family. There, Jim Maddox reveals how Travis's mother's death created a wound that never healed, explaining how his son quit trying to love people afterward. "You're the only woman he's loved besides his mother," Jim confides, providing context for Travis's fear of abandonment. This revelation helps Abby understand Travis's overwhelming jealousy and possessiveness as stemming from childhood trauma. Simultaneously, Travis begins to see how his volatile behavior mirrors the chaos of Abby's childhood, triggering her fears of repeating her father's destructive patterns. At a Valentine's Day party, Travis's facade finally breaks. In an alcohol-fueled toast to douchebags and girls that break your heart, he reveals his true pain, losing his best friend because he fell in love with her. Though Abby initially resists, their confrontation allows Travis to express vulnerability rather than controlling possessiveness. Their love faces its ultimate test when a fire erupts at Keaton Hall. Trapped inside, Travis risks everything to save Abby, later confessing that facing death clarified his priorities. Nothing mattered except being with her. This near-death experience strips away their remaining defenses, revealing the essential truth of their connection. In this moment of absolute clarity, Abby spontaneously proposes marriage in Vegas, symbolizing their willingness to embrace uncertainty together. Travis's hidden engagement ring, purchased long before he felt confident enough to propose, reveals the depth of his transformation. Behind his volatile exterior was a man capable of commitment and quiet, hopeful planning for a future he barely dared imagine. Similarly, Abby's Mrs. Maddox hip tattoo marks her conscious choice to embrace the risk-taker she'd spent years suppressing. The tattoo declares not just love for Travis, but acceptance of her authentic self. Even as newlyweds, Travis confesses his fear that this happiness might dissolve like a dream. Abby responds by proposing one final bet, wagering their future firstborn on their marriage lasting forever. She transforms their complicated relationship with gambling into something redemptive, making their heritage of cards and wagers a private language of love. Wanna bet? Evolves from challenge to covenant, acknowledging that while love always carries risk, some gambles are destined to pay off. Their story concludes with the conscious choice to bet on love despite fear. Beautiful Disaster reveals that love isn't about finding someone perfect. It's about finding someone whose imperfections complement our own. Travis and Abby's relationship exists in gray areas where genuine understanding and problematic patterns intertwine. Their journey shows that healing isn't linear. They learn to recognize destructive behaviors and communicate through them, gradually building trust despite their scars. The novel offers an honest portrayal of how two damaged people find their way to each other. Travis and Abby recognize in each other not just the damage, but the strength it took to survive. Their shared understanding of pain creates a bond that allows them to see past defensive mechanisms and connect deeply. True love doesn't require perfection. It asks that we be brave enough to show up with all our flaws and keep betting on each other. Sometimes the most beautiful relationships are built because of our disasters, not despite them, as they taught us how to love with our scarred hearts. Our capacity to love deeply is enhanced by our flaws, making vulnerability worth the risk.